You know, Bauman's in here, and this is his gig on Thursday morning. You got a little thing you do called overrated or underrated. What about Mary Kate? Is she overrated or is she underrated, Giddens?
She's X-rated.
She's X-rated. Okay. All right, Bauman, where are we going with this?
Let's start with food. It was Mardi
Gras. It's underrated, I told you.
Underrated.
It was Mardi Gras on Tuesday. That just ended with Fat Tuesday. So let's start with King Cake. Overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
Overrated.
Overrated. That's almost like fruitcake.
I mean, it's not bad. I like King Cake.
He'll eat anything. Remember that.
King there's cake a lot. With, King Cake with olives. Cakes.
King Cake's better than King Snake, I'll tell you that. All right.
Buffalo wings.
Underrated, baby. Giddens, what do you think?
Properly rated. I don't know. I mean,
there's nothing better than wings.
But there are some flavors I like more than buffalo. But buffalo is.
You're talking about the flavor buffalo?
Yeah, buffalo wings.
I'd still say underrated.
They're good. I go slightly underrated.
Okay. What about underwear? Underrated or overrated?
Overrated.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Bal.
Specialty milkshakes. I'm talking about the ones where you go to that store and they give you like it's like 15 feet tall. It's got the pieces of cookie and.
Now see, give me a spoon. Don't give me a straw. If it's got something in it that's going to get clogged up in the straw, that's overrated.
I say most of them are overrated, but I did go to Flip Burger one time and got the foie de gras milkshake, which was like $28. And you know what foie de gras stands for? You know what that means?
Mary Kate in French, I'm thinking.
It's French for goose fat. So it's a goose fat milkshake. And that's the greatest thing I've ever tasted in my whole life.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The greatest thing you've ever tasted in your whole life.
I went into like some sort of coma after it.
More so than slaw?
I don't really remember it much. Yeah, way better than slaw.
Man, I can't. Listen, when it comes to those milkshakes, it's got stuff in them. I love the cookies in them.
Yeah.
You better give me a spoon, because if it get clogged up in that straw and I don't have anything to eat it with, I'm going mad.
Gins would just stick his hand in there and just start eating it.
So I'm stick my hand in there. I just stick my face in there.
So I'm going to say a little bit overrated, but I like the idea. All right, what's next?
Girl Scout cookies.
It depends upon which one.
Overrated.
Just in general.
Overrated. I mean, they're $3 a box for 5 cookies. I mean, come on. Giddens would eat that in one chew.
They're all overrated except for trefoils. They're underrated.
So that's the best flavor?
That's the best
flavor. No, the peanut butter.
Nice.
What are they
trefoils.
Called?
Huh? Trefoils.
But what
are the best.
What are the ones I'm because it's got the peanut butter?
I don't know
because
they're not trefoils. I don't care.
Well, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of them I do like. The Do-Si-Dos, they're pretty good. But they're all overrated because they're too expensive. I mean, go buy a box at the Bargain Barn for $3 and get many more cookies.
Yeah.
Samoas are the best. Love Samoas.
Samoas?
Yeah.
They're from a foreign country.
All right, let's move away from food here. Let's talk about stuff you use to eat food. And no, again, I'm not talking
fingers.
About
fingers.
Not talking about your hands.
Fingers, baby. That's underrated.
The fork.
Overrated. I'm a spoon dude.
I'm a spoon dude.
I'm Riz, baby. I'm Riz. I'm a spoon dude. Here's the reason why. Can you eat soup with a fork?
You can try hard to.
But you can eat spaghetti with a spoon. Think about that. You can't eat soup with a fork, but you can eat.
I think forks are underrated.
Me too. No, I think they're overrated.
They're underrated.
What about the knife?
It depends. If you give me a plastic butter knife to cut a steak with, it is definitely overrated. I'm picking the steak up with my hands and eating it off the bone, but a steak knife is underrated. It can go.
I think knives are overrated. I can just rip with my teeth anything that I cut with a knife.
He doesn't use a knife, man. I mean, come on. Only thing he uses a knife for is to whittle with.
What about the spork?
Underrated.
Overrated.
That's two in one.
It's a spoon with a couple of niches in the end of it. Come on.
It's perfect.
Perfect?
Yeah, the one from KFC, that little spork, that plastic spork you get with your mac and cheese.
You got to have a spoon, baby.
Perfect.
No. When we were in middle school, we had this thing because they were selling sporks in the lunchroom, and kids would buy the sporks, take them out of the lunchroom, and stick them in light sockets. It got so bad.
Perfect.
It got so bad to the point where they had to stop selling sporks
why
in the lunchroom.
Why were you sticking them in the light
sockets? I was just observing.
But why would they be stuck? What was the whole idea?
I don't know. There was a light socket on the ceiling in one of the rooms, and there was just like a spork sticking out of it one day. We wondered how it got up there because it was like a 15-foot ceiling.
There's a bright lot of kids in Chelsea.
There's a lot of scholars that come from Chelsea. That's where I was going with that. Is that all y'all think about doing is putting sporks in light sockets?
I guess they're trying to figure out who would get electrocuted or whatnot.
Well, the first one that has the ring up buddy. You know, I mean,
how many Chelsea students does it take to screw in a light bulb? I don't know, but it takes all of them to put sporks in.
How many does it take to fill up an emergency room because they got shocked by trying to stick a spork in a light socket?
Oh, Lord.
All right, what's next?
What about chopsticks?
Yeah, I was going to say chopsticks.
Overrated, baby. I ain't eating with two pencils.
I think the ability to use chopsticks efficiently is underrated.
I am not in China. I'm not in Japan. Give me a spoon. I'll eat that rice all day long.
When I'm giving chopsticks, I just stick one of them in like a steak.
Yeah, make it a shish kebab.
You know what I did the one time I got handed chopsticks?
Threw them away?
No, I played the drums with them. I mean, come on. They're not made to eat with.
That is exactly, specifically what they are made to
country. Not in this country. You're talking about the old Oriental. Go to China or go to Japan. Go to Japan if you want to use chopsticks. Give me a spoon, baby.
A spoon, that's all you need?
Can you eat ice cream with chopsticks? No. When it starts getting melted down there toward the bottom, let me see you turn it up like a milkshake and drink it then, because them chopsticks ain't worth it.
So you just want a spoon. That's all you want.
Spoon. I will use a fork, but I ain't using no chopsticks. Number one, it tastes like wood. Everything goes in your mouth tasting like you're eating a pencil.
You're not supposed to eat the utensil.
I didn't say eat it. I said when you stick it in your mouth, it tastes like a daggum pencil.
You should try to drink out of a paper straw after it's been sitting in the cup for like 15 minutes. It's just like drinking paper. You're starting to chew the straw.
That's why I don't use a straw.
I went to college. All they did was have paper straws.
All right, now, do you have the category of sex? Is sex overrated or underrated?
No, we don't have
this
that.
This isn't a food.
No, we got something else, though. What about yard work?
Yard work?
Yard work. I mean,
I'm going to be honest with you. When I was able to do a lot of yard work, you know, and didn't have problems with my back and legs and lifting things and my balance and all, yard work's underrated. There's nothing better than in the spring, right before dark, having a fresh cut lawn and your hedges are done and, you know, weeds are all out of your flower bed and everything and weed eated and everything's blowed off. Looks just so pristine. That's underrated.
My dad always says it's like a therapy to him when he comes off from work, and he just goes outside and does his yard work.
And now, since we have the earbuds and everything, you can get on the lawnmower, the weed eater or blower or whatever and listen to your favorite tunes. Man, yeah, yard work's underrated. What do you think, Giddens?
It's underrated when there's a breeze, but it's overrated when I got to go out there in the blistering heat and do it. So I'm not trying to, you know, when it's middle of June, July, around 2, 3 p.m., and my wife says, the grass needs to be cut. I am not thinking at that moment, yard work is underrated.
Yeah, yard work is underrated. I'll agree.
One last thing.
Uh-oh.
Driving late at night.
Oh, underrated.
With music, you got your tunes going, you can roll your windows down.
Underrated.
Do you guys remember the trip home from Hackleburg this last year?
When Gins was asleep in the back seat?
Well, he ate four.
Now, if I'm a passenger, I don't even know what happened on the...
He ate four Whoppers on the way home, and then he fell asleep.
That's when Burger King had those fan-made Whoppers, and I was trying all of them.
And he fell asleep. What did you and I do, Bauman?
Listen to some tunes.
Amen. We rolled that window down a little bit, got a little bit of air going in there so I wouldn't fall asleep driving you birds on the way home. But you had some good rock and roll tunes. We even threw a little country in there, but Giddens, it's underrated.
You rolled the windows down that night?
We just cracked them a little bit.
It was so cold out there, I can't imagine. Yeah.
It was to drown out your snoring.
Yeah. Well, I actually wanted to make Bauman think about what it was like down there on that field that night because it was cold.
What do you mean I was down on the field?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
First half.
Yeah.
That's what I said. And, it, of course, it was cold up where we were, too. But that's underrated, Bauman.